Welcome to the worship service of Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street, Pea Ridge, Arkansas. We hope this message will provide both meaning and inspiration for your life. Listen now for today's message.
Our call to worship. We come, for God gathers us here with that community called faith, where the hungry are served first, where the thirsty drink life's water. We come, for God welcomes us here into that home called grace, where the naked are clothed in robes of hope, where the stranger is embraced as the long-lost prodigal. We come, for God reunites us here, sisters and brothers in that family called love, where the imprisoned model justice, where the sick are cradled in God's peace. Our affirmation of faith. We believe in the God who provides for our every need, who has an answer to our deepest questions and a purpose for us in life. Today, we praise God the provider. We believe in Jesus Christ, our holy brother, who stands by our side when light turns into darkness, who suffers our pain and turns it into a blessing. For the presence of Christ in our lives, we praise God the provider. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the breath of life who inspires us when our spirits are dried up, who creates something new when old structures crumble. For the spirit of hope and renewal, we praise God, the provider. Amen. Our first scripture reading comes from the third chapter of Colossians, verses 15 through 17. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise.
Teach me some melodious song that sung by flaming tongues above.
Praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love.
Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at.
To rescue me from danger, interposed His precious blood.
Oh, to raise how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let Thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to Thee.
Seal it for thy courts above.
If you have your Bibles, join me as we read our scripture reading, the 95th Psalm. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. Today, if only you would hear His voice. Do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massa in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, sometimes I get upset because my family just doesn't seem to be very thankful. They expect things like meals and to be taken places at moment's notice, and they expect money to just appear when they want it to. They seem to only say thank you when prompted by one parent or another. This morning, we're on the downward hill stretch to another Thanksgiving Day. Abraham Lincoln, in his Thanksgiving Proclamation of 1863, said this: "The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. to these bounties which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come. Others have been added which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. He goes into a brief mention of the waste and the loss of the war that is underway, how industry continues and the population grows, and all of it is because of God. In Lincoln's day and right up to this very minute, people become so puffed up and prideful of their own abilities that they need to be reminded to be thankful to God. We even forget to pray and ask for mercy. We forget that everything comes from God. The psalmist said, "It's a long time before Lincoln." Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massa in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, though they had seen what I did. The psalmist is referring to the time when the people were complaining in Exodus 17 about Moses leading them into the desert to die of thirst. Meribah and Massa, meaning quarreling and testing. Lincoln and the psalmist speak to the basic flaw of mankind that starts with not being satisfied with what we have. We also have a tendency to develop an attitude of, I did it, I deserve it, not I'm thankful for it. The psalmist gives us an understanding that thanksgiving is an attitude we are to cultivate in our hearts if we're not to repeat the mistakes of the past. Having the right heart attitude also speaks to how we move into every new day. So as we look around, I believe that we need to take notice and be thankful. Let's start with up. Looking up is to notice the power and the gifts of God. We need to get into the habit of thanking God, not just on the one day a year that the country sets aside for the purpose. We need to live not as thanksgiving, but as thanksgiving. Harriet was an atheist. One morning, and the Christian lady friend of hers stepped out into the glories of a beautiful fall morning. As Harriet saw the brilliant sun peeking through the haze and the frost on the meadows and the brightly colored leaves making their way lazily to the ground and filled with the beauty, she said, "I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful for it all." And her believing friend asked, "Grateful to whom, my dear?" We should develop a habit of thanking God. He created us for His glory, and so we should give Him the glory. That means the good parking spot, the accident avoided, anything that we might call luck. That means that we actually should share when something good happens and give God the credit, and remember to tell people about it. A man was lost and walking in the desert for about 5 days. He comes to the home of a preacher. He was tired. He was weak. He crawled up to the house and collapses on the doorstep. The preacher takes him in and nurses him back to health. Feeling better, the man asks the preacher for directions to the nearest town. The preacher tells him the directions and offers to lend him his horse. The preacher says, "However, there is a special thing about this horse. You have to say, 'Thank God,' to make it go, and 'Amen,' to make him stop." Anxious to get to town, the man says, "Sure, okay." And he gets on the horse and he says, "Thank God." And the horse starts walking. A bit later, he says louder, "Thank God, thank God." And the horse starts trotting. Feeling really brave, the man says, "Thank God, thank God, thank God." And the horse is soon up to a full run. About then, he realizes he's heading for a huge cliff and he yells, "Whoa!" But the horse doesn't even slow. It's coming up real quick, and he's going to do everything he can to make the horse stop. "Whoa, stop, hold on." Finally, he remembers, "Amen." And the horse stops a mere 2 inches from the edge of the cliff, almost throwing him over its head. The man was panting, and his heart was racing. He wipes the sweat from his face, and he leans back in the saddle, and grasping for air, he says with relief, "Thank God." Being thankful to God is understanding His promises, that our God actually knows you exist. Yes, God knows you exist, and He hears your prayers. He sent His Son to remove the barrier of sin that separated us to Him. Looking up, we should always notice the presence of God. Looking up, we should notice the plans of God. Looking up, we should notice the protection of God. How about looking around ourselves? My life is pretty good. I'm comfortable. Perhaps I could even say content. Until all the advertising starts, catalogs come in the mail, and ads pop up on the internet, I rarely need anything. I like my car until I see some really nice other vehicles, and I also see the rising gas prices. I'm satisfied with my clothes until I take my wife to the mall and she tells me I need something else. I love where we live until I think about what it would be like to live in a mansion with a staff that comes and takes care of your every need, and especially my chores. Or I think about a log cabin on the shore of a remote lake somewhere far from civilization. But you know, I'm satisfied with every area of my life until I start comparing my life to someone else's. Yeah, preachers do that too. When Dexter wants something that the other kids have and I have to say no, we get dissatisfied with the blessings that we already have. I feel like I have enough of everything until I see someone who has more than I do. The secret of a happy life is not to get what you want, but to live with what you've got. And most of us spend our lives concentrating on what we don't have instead of thanking God for what we do have. Then we wake up and our lives are over and we miss the beauty of the present. Verse 7 says, "For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care." It seems like we're so short-sighted that we don't even know what we've got until it's gone. Maybe when the power goes off at your house and all of a sudden all the clocks are wrong and the alarm clock isn't going to go off on time. And if the power stays off too long, the food in the freezer and in the refrigerator are going to go bad. What if the phone quits working or mail delivery stops all of a sudden? Or a good friend dies and suddenly we discover how much he meant to us. Our water becomes too polluted to drink and suddenly we appreciate having good water. But our attitude is, "But what have you done for me lately?" We are much like the little boy who was given an orange by a man. The boy's mother asked, "What do you say to the nice man?" And the little boy looked at the orange and he thought a second and he handed it back to the man. He says, "Peel it." In regions of Mexico, hot springs and cold springs are often found side by side. And because of the convenience of this natural phenomenon, the women often bring their laundry to boil their clothes on the hot spring and they rinse them in the cold spring. A tourist watching this procedure commented to his Mexican guide, "They must think that Mother Nature is generous to freely supply such ample, clean, hot, and cold water." The guide replied, "Oh no, senor, there's much grumbling because she supplies no soap." Look at the things around us and notice the scenery that we have. The recent colors and the feel in the air. I'm reminded to be thankful for those. Yes, I know about how the leaves fall off and the color disappears, but that's not the reason to forget to give thanks. Looking around me, I'm thankful for the generous provision of our God. Looking around me, I'm thankful for the scenery which changes every season to something new and something amazing. Looking around me, I'm thankful for the people that God has placed around me, especially you. How about looking inward to ourselves? In a sense, thanksgiving is an expression of modesty. To offer thanks is to confess dependence, to acknowledge that others have the power to benefit you, to admit that your life is better because of their efforts. I'm thankful for the taxes I pay, at least sort of, because it means that I'm employed. The clothes that fit may be a little too snug because it means I have plenty to eat. A lawn that often needs mowing, or hedges that need trimming, windows that need cleaning, gutters and other household repairs, it means I have a home. the spot that I find at the far end of the parking lot because it means that I'm capable of walking, our electric bill at the wintertime because it means that I'll be warm. All the complaining I hear about our government because it means that we have freedom of speech. The alarm that goes off in the early hours of the morning because it means that I'm still alive. Weariness and aching muscles at the end of the day because it means I've been productive. That's sincere gratefulness. The yearly celebration of Thanksgiving should only be a highlight of a year of thanksgiving. The art of thanksgiving, it's a gratitude in action where we should be demonstrating it. It is thanking God for the gift of living by living it triumphantly. If it reaches your hand, that it has reached your heart. It's thanking God for your talents and abilities by accepting them as obligations to be invested for the common good. It's thanking God for all that men and women have done for you and showing that you're thankful by doing things for others. It is thanking God for happiness by striving to make others happy. It's thanking God for beauty by helping to make the world more beautiful. A sincere heart will recognize the privileges of serving God and serving others. An inward look at my health also makes me thankful. In our former church in Florida, our people skip church one Sunday a year in September to worship in the community. So my ministry was to go and worship with the folks at a nursing home in nearby Alabama. We had prayer time and times of song, and during that time they shared what was on their hearts. You know, folks in nursing homes and assisted livings and those type of places are certainly thankful for the little things, their caregivers, their family, their friends that visits. Folks, when your life gets changed because your health declines, you start to notice the good things that are left. When your dignity and your pride are worn down, you more freely share with others what a blessing they are to you. All because you're able to look inside and more clearly see the important things in your life. Folks, we take so much for granted. We don't say thank you to God or others nearly enough. I hope that you will take a few minutes to notice the presence of God in your life. When you think about family, the loved ones that may be with you today or across the country, or maybe just those loved ones that have been a part of your life but are no longer with us. Those friends that have engaged with you in your walk in society, maybe in your jobs, maybe in school, your church family, the place that we come to worship and praise God together. Your health that keeps your heart beating and your lungs being filled with air, that you may enjoy the presence of God. Dessert is always very important. I know of some people, as they become older, that they choose to eat dessert first because you're never guaranteed that you're going to make it to the main course. And I praise and give thanks for doctors who are here this very, very moment taking care of people who are sick with COVID and with other illnesses, putting their own needs and their own desires aside so that others might be well and enjoy good health. It's very important that we take the notice of God in our lives, how God has affected us and will continue to affect us. And how we, as those who are thankful to God and thankful to others, might change the lives of the people that we come in contact with. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've bestowed on my life. You've provided me with more than I could ever have imagined. You've surrounded me with people who always look out for me. You've given me family and friends who bless me every day with kind words and actions. They lift me up in ways that keep my eyes focused on you, and they make my spirit soar. Also, thank you, Lord, for keeping me safe. You protect me from those things that seem to haunt others. You help me make better choices and provide me with advisors to help me with life's difficult decisions. You speak to me in so many ways so that I always know you are here with me. And Lord, I'm so grateful for keeping those around me safe and loved. I hope that you provide me with the ability and sense to show them every day how much they matter. I hope that you give me the ability to give to them the same kindness they have provided to me. I'm extremely grateful for all the blessings that you've given to me in my life, Lord. I pray that you remind me of just how blessed I am and that you never allow me to forget to show my gratitude in prayer and returned acts of kindness. I pray these things, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who gave sacrificially to me. And he taught his disciples the model prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
We give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done. For us, give thanks. Oh, we give you thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church is a home for people of all backgrounds and ages. We rejoice in each new person that comes our way. Our goal is to enable you to make faith in God a vital part of your everyday life by creating an environment where worship is meaningful and uplifting, where teaching from the Bible is relevant to life situations, where friendships are significant and prayer is practiced as a continuing communication with God. Are you looking for a church? Between churches? Perhaps burned out on church? Come give our church a try. We are Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. Find us on Facebook, and our web address is pearidgeumc.net. Or you can call Pastor Jeremy Gross at 479-553-9585. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, anchored in the past, moving toward the future, making disciples for Christ along the way.